Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I'm going to be talking and praying this week about a time to act. And follow up from yesterday's message I shared here at Deer Run as we looked at Luke 16 and considered the idea that the time to act is now, and what God would want us to do. And so we're going to look at various scriptures of the way that God says we ought to act, and some of the attitudes behind our actions, some of the actions themselves. And today we're going to start the week talking and praying about acting generously. And Proverbs 3, verse 27 says, "Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act." I think many times we read that verse and our first thought goes to helping somebody financially. And so we do the math and we determine whether we really have the resources to help or not. And I think that's a part of it. But if we limit it to our finances, I think we fail to see the fullness of God's desire that we do good when we have the ability to do so. And then we get hung up on the phrase that says, to those that deserve it. And I often wonder if our evaluation of doing good to those who deserve it is the same criteria level as what we want when others have the means to do good for us. And more specifically, what criteria we want God to use as to whether we deserve good to be done. You see, when we start playing in a level playing field, when we start using the same criteria, then it becomes harder. It becomes more difficult. It becomes a greater challenge. It requires God's wisdom. And many times it's not so much do they deserve good or not. It's the wisdom of God to determine what does it look like to do good in this situation. And we'll talk later this week specifically about acting wisely, but the truth is that godly wisdom is going to really be applied in all of these ways that God wants us to act. And so we act generously when we have the ability to do so. We act generously with our resources. We act generously with our time. We act generously with our love. We act generously with our forgiveness. And we consider the nature of the need. And I think when it comes down to deserving, we really have to consider with God, the help of God's Spirit, is this something that benefits the one that we're doing good towards, or is it something that ends up being harmful? And so doing good to someone who has an addiction without any parameters often simply becomes a harmful thing because it continues their addiction. But doing good with parameters, with fences around it, can be a helpful thing. And so we live in an American culture where busyness is a god at many times. And when we feel guilty about not helping in certain situations, our first response, if we're able to, is to simply throw money at it, because then we don't have to get involved in the mess. But many times, simply throwing money at a problem makes it worse, because the problem exists because there aren't enough people involved in the mess to clean it up. And so we act generously when we invest of ourselves and we invest of the resources God has allowed us to manage into the lives of people. And this wasn't really an option. In fact, God says in His Word that if we know the good we ought to do and we refuse to do it, that we sin. And so we live life many times putting blinders on and plugging our ears and hoping that we don't notice the good that we ought to do because we surely don't want to sin, but we don't really want to do good either. Not all the time, not everywhere, not in every situation. There's a part of us that tends to be rather selfish. And then we consider Jesus. We consider His example. We consider how undeserving that we are. And that very consideration ought to motivate us to do good whenever we have the means to do so. Sometimes that good is providing finances to a great need. Sometimes that good is sending a card. Sometimes that good is just dropping an encouraging text to someone that you notice is struggling. Sometimes that good is just sitting and listening with no judgment. Sometimes that good is correcting. God says that He disciplines those that He loves. He corrects those that He cares about. And obviously it's an area that we have to be very careful in. I don't believe we're called to correct in a way that is based on our opinions and preferences and what we like and what we don't like. But we are called to be those people who come alongside one another and are willing to challenge one another and willing to be challenged when sin is present. And we act generously when we give of ourselves so that others can grow, so that others can benefit, so that others can prosper. Proverbs also says that a generous person is one because of their generosity, as a result of God's blessing, is one who also prospers. Now, this isn't a wealth and health gospel message that says you invest this much in people, you'll get this kind of monetary return. It's not the way it works. But so many times we can do more with less when we're faithful in using what God has given us to help others. The Bible talks about the times where we are faithful to God, where we're faithful in our tithes and offerings and giving to God what we promise. And he says he keeps the locusts from devouring our crops. He keeps the pest from and pestilence from destroying what we've built. It's not that He necessarily always gives us more, but He protects what we have. Or it's like the widow who gave everything she had in order to feed the prophet. Or at least she thought she gave everything she had, and then God continued to multiply it to meet their needs day by day. You see, we act generously when we consider the needs of others to be more important than our own. It's a generosity that requires a trust in God. It's the same principles that God uses in teaching us regarding our tithing, our giving to God. That we give of the first. We give off the top. We give and we trust. And God's desire is that we pay attention to the people around us. We pay attention to the opportunities around us to do good. And that we go to Him and we find that wisdom necessary to know what good is really good. God's desire for every one of us is that we know the goodness that He has bestowed upon us, and that we share it with others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has not only called us to Yourself, it has given us everything that we need for life and godliness, and it has given us Your goodness. And so, Father, when we read Scripture and it teaches us that we ought to do good to all who deserve it, and then it starts to define what that looks like. And You call us to be faithful in doing good, and to be wise in the way we treat one another. You call us to be impartial in how we define what is really good and what isn't. And that the deserving nature isn't so much on what we earn, but on how we love and on how we are loved. So God, today, help us to pay attention. As Your Spirit reminds us of the good that we ought to do, may we do it. May we act generously when the opportunities to do good, especially to our family of believers, exist. God, as we pursue a relationship with You, as we pursue growth in that relationship, may we be mindful of how generous You have been with us. May we do those evaluations that remind us of how everything that we have has come from You. That all good things have come from You. Father, as we consider Your generosity, as we consider how You have been good to us when we have not deserved it, at least not by our own standards towards others, may it help us to change our standards in the way that we evaluate our willingness to do good. May Your love overflow through us as we experience Your goodness in our life, as we find opportunity. May we take the blinders off, may we pull those earplugs out so that we can see and hear the need around us. Father, fill us with Your wisdom on how we can respond. So many times the need that looks so obvious is one that we can't help with. And yet You show it to us for a reason, and there's something that we can and probably ought to be doing within it. So God, may we put into practice the principles of Your word to act generously in doing good. And may we do so not in order to lift ourselves up, not in order to gain recognition, but in order to lift up Jesus. And as we lift Him up, may He draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.